in Perik Yudalet, Pasuk Kaf Beis, the famous Pasuk Aser to Aser. You should give Maaser. And it says it twice. Why did it say Aser to Aser twice? So Chazal have a pshat, Aser Bishvil Shetit Asher. Give Maaser in order to become rich. The Gemara says, it's in Moed Katan, Daf Tes. Normally a person is not allowed to test Hashem. Can't test Hashem. Hashem, I'll do this mitzvah and then I expect you to give me this reward. You're not allowed to do that. But Hashem says there's one place where you're allowed to test Hashem when it comes to tzedakah. Hashem says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, test me. Give the tzedakah and see if I don't fill up your, replace what you gave and add even more. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Aser ta Aser. Aser bishvil shetit asher. Give Maaser in order to become wealthy. You're allowed, doesn't mean it's the best thing to do, but you're allowed to test Hashem and say, Hashem, I'm giving tzedakah now and I expect to get it back. I expect to get it back. There's a rabbi I know. He was trying to encourage people to give money for to have more shiurim in the neighborhood. And he said, this is a very high form of tzedakah, to give money to have more Torah in the neighborhood. And he said, I guarantee that by the end of the year you'll feel you got it back. He quoted this pasuk, Aser ta Aser. He called it the guarantee. It was a good... was a good way to fundraise, and it's based on Chazal. Aser te aser, aser bishvil, shetit asher. Next, Pasuk Kaf Gimel. So the Torah here talks about bringing Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and you eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says, you come to Yerushalayim l'man tilmad l'yira es Hashem elokecha kol hayamim, in order to learn to fear Hashem all of your days. So Chazal say, and Tosfos quotes this in Baba Basra and Daf Kaf Beis, that coming to Yerushalayim would add to your year of Shemayim. When you came to Yerushalayim, you saw the Beis HaMikdash. But not only that, who lived in Yerushalayim? All of the members of the Beis Din HaGadol. What did they do the whole day? They had yeshivas. There were yeshivas all over, just like now, Baruch Hashem. There were yeshivas all over Yerushalayim. Come to Yerushalayim with your Maaser Sheni food or Maaser Sheni money. You'd spend a couple of days, you'd spend a week there, you would be learning, you'd be going to Shiurim, you'd be seeing the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. You'd be meeting Tzadikim, going on Gedolim trips in Yerushalayim. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Hashem wants us to come to Yerushalayim. We come for Aliyah L'Regel and we come for Maaser Sheni in order to be there, because that was the center of Torah, that was a center of Ruchnius, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, L'man tilmad l'yira es Hashem Elokecha. People need to recharge their batteries, so the Torah builds in to a Torah lifestyle. Hashem builds into a Torah lifestyle to visit Yerushalayim and recharge the batteries a few times a year, and this is one of them, when you would bring your Maaser Sheni, you'd bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Next, in Perek Tesvav, the Torah talks about giving tzedakah, and in Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Zayin and Ches, the Torah says, "Don't harden your heart to not give tzedakah. Open your hands to give tzedakah. Pasoach tiftach es yadcha." Open your hand to give tzedakah. The notes on these words are a dargah severe. Pasoach tiftach. Now it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon had a yesod that whatever Chazal say is hinted to in the Torah Shebichsav somewhere. There's a hint in the Torah Shebichsav, and the Gruz children testify that that towards the end of his life he spent a lot of time learning Chumash. Why? Because he knew Torah She'Bal Peh backwards and forwards, and he wanted to find hints to Torah She'Bechsav in the Torah She'Bal Peh. And he would find different ideas, an extra word, things that you don't find explicit in Chazal. He'd use an extra word, he would use gematrias, and he would also use the trup. He found different remuzim from the trup, from the notes, for things Chazal say. The most famous one probably is as follows. Bnei Yisrael were supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years. That was the original Nevuah. But we know they were only in Mitzrayim 210 years. Hashem took us out early. And the Mefarshim explain how leaving early, still the Nevuah came true. It was still 400 years, but you have to measure the 400 years. You have to count the 400 years in a different way, from a different starting point. But the Nevuah came true. But we were actually in Mitzrayim only 210 years. We say in the Haggadah, Chishev es HaKeitz, Keitz is Kuf Tzadi, 190. We left 190 years early. Hashem worked it out like that. Okay. Why do we leave early? So there are different pshatim in Chazal. One pshat is that the Mitzrayim went overboard. We were supposed to, we deserved X amount of oppression, but the Mitzrayim went way overboard. So in the 210 years in Mitzrayim, we receive the amount of oppression we were supposed to have, in a sense, for the 400 years. Like 400 times X equals 210 times X plus something. So the Mitzrayim did the X plus something. They were overly oppressive, and therefore we receive what we deserve. What's the phrase in the Chumash that talks about the Mitzrayim oppressing us? Vayimaru es chayehim. They made our lives bitter. They made our lives so bitter we left early. So the Gra noticed on that phrase, the notes are a kadma v'yazla. Vayimaru es chayehim, kadma v'yazla. Now, what does kadma v'yazla mean? Kadma means kodem, early. Azla, the root is zeal, to go early. So it's amazing. There's a remez in the pasuk that you're supposed to go early when you leave Mitzrayim, to go early. So the Gra said, yeah, on that phrase in the Chumash, which Chazal used as a source, that we left early because of the extra oppression, there's a hint. The hint is in the notes on the pasuk, Kadma v'yazla. Oh. So the Gra had other things like this. So here, in this pasuk, there's a Gemara Baba Basra, that an Amora was climbing a ladder and he slipped on a broken step in the ladder. And he almost hurt himself. So another Amora said to him, maybe an Ani came to you and you didn't give tzedakah this month? That's what he said. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara said, why did he pick the mitzvah of tzedakah? There are a lot of mitzvahs. Right away, must be Hashem. It's a punishment. You know, if you almost get injured, it's also a punishment. It's a punishment. Hashem's unhappy with you. Maybe you didn't give tzedakah. So the Gra says it's because he slipped on a broken step of a ladder, the broken rung of the ladder. Because the notes on this pasuk, Pasoach Tiftach, is a darga severe. Darga means step. Severe means broken in Aramaic. So since he slipped on a broken rung, on a broken step, the Gra's, the other Amora's immediate assumption was, it must be a tzedakah thing that he's being punished for. This is an amazing comment of the Gra, because he's saying that not only did Chazal know this, but they lived with it. They lived, like his immediate reaction to seeing his friend slip on a broken step, oh, must be a tzedakah thing, because of the notes of Pasoach Tiftach. It's a famous, famous comment of the Gra. This is a yesod. It's a yesod for our chizuk for our amuna. Whatever chazay is hinted to somewhere in the Torah Shebechsav, it's all coming from the Torah Shebechsav. It's all there. It's a very important idea. Then it's very famous. In Perek Tesai, the Torah repeats the parsha of the Moadim. The Amprovim are mentioned again here in Chumash Devarim. What's interesting is, it's Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, not even Shemini Atzeres, not Shabbos. Very interesting. How come, and this is a famous question, how come when the Chumash repeats the Parsha of Moadim here, it's only the Sholosh Regalim? Oh. So here, there's a Yesod. This is like a major approach to Chumash Devarim, which Rav Hirsch develops at great length. The Netziv has a similar approach, but then Rav Hirsch really develops it in his own way. And it's as follows. Rav Hirsch writes that Chumash Devarim is about getting Bnei Yisrael ready, preparing Bnei Yisrael for entering Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were living one way in the Midbar, close to the Mishkan, around the Shechina. Now they're going to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be farmers. In Eretz Yisrael, many of them are going to live far from the Beis HaMikdash. And that decentralization, where not everyone is located right around the Mishkan, that's going to create challenges. So Rav Hirsch says, and he has a long list of these, the mitzvos, which either were said anew in Devarim for the first time, or that were repeated in Devarim, they fit into this idea. They fit into this idea that it's the new reality Bnei Yisrael is facing. When they're far from the Mishkan, there are mitzvos they have to be reminded of, mitzvos they have to focus on. And one of the strongest examples is the Parsha of Moadim. The Sholosh Regalim, have an important theme. Shabbos, there's Ruchnius in Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, these are all important Yom Tovs. But Sholosh Regalim have one aspect above and beyond Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. And that's the Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel, going to Yerushalayim. When you're living in Eretz Yisrael, far from the Mishkan, far from the Beis HaMikdash, then it becomes more crucial to visit Yerushalayim every now and then, as we just saw by Meister Sheni. So Rav Hirsch says, why the Torah is repeating the Sholosh Regalim? To teach you Sholosh Aliyah L'Regel. When the Torah wants to teach all of the Yom Tovim and all of the days that are Kadosh on the calendar, that's in Parshas Emor. And there's a reason why it's in Emor. That's another question. Why is it in Emor? There's a reason why it's in Emor. How it fits. But here, the point of the parsha is not to, quote, teach all of the Yom Tovim, all of the holy days on the calendar. No. The point is to emphasize those Yomim Tovim that force you to go back to Yerushalayim. And that's why it's here. And he has many examples. This is like a whole approach to Chumash Devarim, how it all, and Rav Hirsch explains them, Rav Hirsch in his the beginning of Devarim, he explains this. Many, many examples. In the very beginning of Devarim, pages 2, 3, and 4, Rav Hirsch gives some of the examples. Lo tischaten, the issur to marry a non-Jew. That's found in Chumash Devarim, because that wasn't relevant in the Midbar. There were no non-Jews around for them to marry. But once they get to Eretz Yisrael, that danger exists. The issur of Bama, building a private Mizbeach. In the Midbar, that issur wasn't relevant. You live right near the Mishkan. So you can always go to the Mishkan if you want to offer a carbon. But once you're living far from Yerushalayim, now if you want to have a carbon, you might decide, there's the Eitz Hara, to build a bum in your backyard. You don't want to go all the way to Yerushalayim. It's another example. And then the Sholosh Regalim. I'll just read Rav Hirsch. Finally, the important duty of the whole nation pilgrimizing up to meet together to form a national circle to make the sanctuary of the Torah the national center point would naturally only start with the decentralization of the nation in the land. It seems therefore highly probable that at the repetition and explanation of the whole of the Torah during the last weeks before the entry of the land, not Shabbos, not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, and not Shemini Atzeres were added in, but Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos were inserted for a second time in the written text, in view of the influence that the circumstances would now arise with the possession of the land. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. It's in the first, roughly the first 10 pages of Chumash Devarim, where first develops this yesod. It's a very important idea. It's a very important message that the Torah applies everywhere, and there were special things emphasized as they're entering back into, as they're entering into Eretz Yisrael, and the key word is the decentralization. Oh. Okay. There's a huge amount here, so we'll just maybe three more ideas. Bezut Hashem. Okay. First of all, in Pasuk Aleph in Perek Tazayin, the Torah says, we left Mitzrayim at night. That's what it says. Hotziacha Hashem Elkech Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night. Now Chazal discussed this, because we didn't leave at night. We left during the day. It says in the Chumash a few times. It says in Shmos Perek Yud Beis a few times we left during the day. And also in Lamed Gimel Rashi quotes, Mimacharas HaPesach Yatzu B'nei Yisrael. So it's clear we left Mitzrayim by day. Aye, so what does this pasuk mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, this is the standard pshat that Chazal say, Lufi Shebelayla Nasan Lem Paru Rishus Latzes, permission to leave. Right after Makas Bechoros happens, Paro found Moshe and Aaron and said, you can leave now, get out of here. So Chazal say that the permission to leave is considered the beginning of the Geula, and that's what the pasuk means here. We actually left in the morning, but the permission to go was given at night, and that's the pasuk, and that's the pshat, where it says in the pasuk, we left Mitzrayim at night, but we should remember, we did not leave Mitzrayim at night, we left Mitzrayim by day, not at night. Okay. Okay, in Pasuk Ches, the Torah says here in Pasuk Ches, eat matzah for 6 days. Sheish yes yamim tochal matzos. Eat matzahs for 6 days. Yeah, but elsewhere it says eat matzah for 7 days. It says it a few times in Shmos Perek Yud Beis. So here we have a famous example. A lot of people in the morning and at the end of Karbanos, we say the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 ways the Torah should be analyzed. The drushes which Chazal make, Kal V'chomer, Gzeir Shava. There are rules about how to derive things out of the Chumash. So one of them is here, that if you have a rule, a general rule, then you have another pasuk which removes something from the rule. So the midah is that when something is removed, it's teaching you that the entire rule is being affected, is being changed. And that's the message. So here, the Torah says eat matzah for 7 days. Mitzvah of 7 days of eating matzah. Here it says 6 days. So what do you see? That the seventh day is not an obligation. Oh. So it says as follows. Shvi b'chal haya. The seventh day was part of the rule to eat matzah for 7 days. V'yotza min haklal. And the seventh day was removed from the general rule, because here it says 6 days. So here's the famous chazal, the famous rule. L'lamed she'ein achilas matzah b'chova. There's no chiv on the seventh day. Elu rishus. Below the lamed al atzmo yatsa, it doesn't only teach about itself, the 7 day. El lamed al akal kulo yatsa teaches about the entire 7 days, that they're all a rishus. Mashvi rishus, af kulam rishus. So when the Torah here, by implication, teaches that only 6 days of Pesach you have to eat matzah, and the 7th day there's no chiyuv, So therefore, the 7 days are Rishus. So the Torah is really teaching us that all 7 days are Rishus. You don't need to eat matzah. What about the first night? Rashi quotes, that's another pasuk. It says, Be'erev tochlu matzos. That's a separate pasuk. You have to eat matzah the first night. So this is a famous example of one of the midos, she'atorah nidreshes b'hen. One of the principles of how to expound the Chumash. Now obviously, the Mefarshim discuss, if there's no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, why does the Torah say it in the first place? Okay, that's a good question, and that's a discussion. But this is an example where from this pasuk, where it says, eat matzah for 6 days, we learn that all 7 days are a reshus. And the only reason there's a chiyuv to eat matzah at the Seder is because of the separate pasuk, Shmos Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Okay. And finally, in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah reminds us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'zacharta kivra isa b'mitzrayim. Remember you were a slave in Mitzrayim. What's the next phrase? V'shamarta v'asisa. Keep all the mitzvos. It's called Chukim Eila. So Rashi says, Almanas came b'di sicha. On this condition did I redeem you. Shetishmor v'tasa chuki. You have to do all the mitzvos. We have to understand that we were slaves in Mitzrayim. We had nothing. We had no power, no nothing. We were totally, totally under the Mitzrayim's control. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a condition. The condition was to do what I say, to serve me. So we're not free. We're free from the slavery of the oppression of the Goyim. We became free to serve Hashem. We didn't become free to wander around, free to serve Hashem. That was the condition, that was the purpose for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of nothing and created us as a nation in order, on the condition, Rashi says, Almanas Kain, that we serve Him. Okay, we'll stop here.